True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, BetMGM Network. I know a lot of hot air about, oh, week one last year, New England, Cincinnati, oh, so many people, chaos, blah, blah, blah. None of that in week number one. Taking a look at my pool that has over 1,700 entries in it. Here are the most popular picks. Denver, winner, Arizona, Washington, Philly, Jacksonville, top five, all winners. Number six, Cincinnati. Number seven, Pittsburgh. All win. The only ones to get knocked out, for some reason, 2% took New England. A few people took Miami, Chicago, Atlanta, Jets. A few took the Chiefs, the Seahawks. You deserve it. Like, I don't understand that sort of risk in week one. I don't get it. But I guess there is an argument to be made to do a little bit of that if you are in a larger pool. But Sam, for the most part, it's like 2 to 3% were knocked out. If you got knocked out, I don't know what the hell you were thinking. There weren't any crazy upsets last week.
So, as you know, I'm a part of three of the big entries in Circa. And I have two left with my buddy Matt, and I have one left with the 108 guys. And I am already starting to kind of float this idea out with the guys from Chicago. Mac Jones, no matter what. And just seeing if they will bite the bait. Because I think the Saints are horrendous. And I can live with Spencer Rattler knocking me out of Survivor. If that happens, whatever. If that happens, I probably didn't deserve to win. So I have been saying Mac Jones, no matter what. And Chirizi and Beef are laughing. And I think they think I'm kidding, but I'm not. And I even wrote it on a whiteboard and sent it to him. And then you'll love this. So as you know, I'm here in New York. I walked down. I had some meetings yesterday. And I walked down to the first floor to kind of see what was going on down there. And our guy Danny Parkins is getting off TV. And I see Parkins. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, man, betting the Niners, I think. And he's like, Mac Jones is really bad. And I'm like, okay, thank you. So then I left that very exciting conversation thinking I have to do this. Like, now I have to, because now I want to. So that was my first notion this week, was buying the dip on San Francisco. Nobody's going to pick it, and that's why I like it. But I'm also wired differently than most people, Joe.
I would hate to be a partner with you in Survivor because you are just every week. I don't know if you're trying to piss people off or just get, like, if you get, think you get extra points if it's less than 5% owned or what it is. I just think back to last year against the Bears. Like, you go on these missions and you're going in whether people want to join you or not. But the problem is you're with a group that needs to join you, but you don't care. Oh, man. I love it. Is that mid-major,
I wanted
Matt?
To do Raiders last week. I said, let's do Raiders. No, can't take a dog. Okay, fine. Can't take a dog in Survivor. Fine. You're right, though. This behavior will definitely have me out. If I was solo, I'm too risk-averse, right? Like, I just...
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. Why can't I just get myself to take Baltimore as an 11-point favorite? Because that's no fun. That's why.
Right. It's not a bad idea. And if you have strong opinions like that, yeah, in a large pool, yes. In certain spots. Like, you don't have to do it every week. But if you want to win a large pool, like, I'm in some pools now. I was looking. So we're going over the Survivor plays here. I'm like, okay, well, my answer is different in different pools. There's one pool I'm in. There are still 33,000 entries alive. Like, yeah, do whatever. Take San Francisco in that with a handful of spots. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But I'm also in a pool that has 191 left. I'm not taking San Francisco. It's probably going to be Baltimore. Because those smaller pools, they lasted half the season last year. It's probably not going to end up going the distance with multiple entries. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. So I'm in a number of pools, and I'd say two are considered small. I'm going Baltimore with those. I don't care that it's a divisional matchup. It's the only game that has a point spread larger than a touchdown. We've gotten there with Arizona 2-7 at a couple of spots, not across the board. But Baltimore, off a loss against Cleveland, yeah, I'm not concerned at all. And the other thing is, Sam, I was looking ahead. Yes, the Ravens have future value. Of course they do. They're a great team. They're the number one power-rated team, according to a lot of people. But the next time, according to the current point spreads, that they are going to be probably the highest point spread is week 8. And we're sitting here in week 2. You know, if you're in a small pool, it might be close to done at that point. So small pools, I'm going Baltimore. You are not going Baltimore. Do your partners, are they trying to convince you into Baltimore?
No, we haven't really dug deep yet. That'll probably be later today. I know that the early conversations amongst all of us, we want to save Baltimore for Thanksgiving. Because remember, you have to pick a Thanksgiving game. And those games, if you don't remember, Green Bay at Detroit, Kansas City at Dallas, Cincinnati at Baltimore. So I think you just want to have as many live bullets left going into that game. I told the guys, Detroit's going to beat Green Bay on Thanksgiving. I already know that's going to happen. I'm already checking that one off. Like, that's what I would do. I would go Detroit because there's nothing quite like riding on the Lions on Thanksgiving. You know how many Thanksgivings the Lions ruined for me over the years? I can't even think about it. Like, just bad. Really bad. Oh, having a nickel on Matthew Stafford when you got $200 in your bank account? Yeah, those are the days. So I understand it, saving Baltimore for Thanksgiving. There are so many teams that I want to get to, though. Dallas seems to be one that's really nice.
Yes,
Baltimore,
agree.
Buffalo, even Minnesota I like. Like, that's a spot. Like, if we're being serious about a small favorite at home, I like Minnesota. We'll get there eventually. I know we will on whatever side. I think Pittsburgh is another one that was thrown out in our group chat. But it's hard. It's very hard. The more people you do this with, the harder it is. Like, the league with Matt and I, it's easier. There's two of us. The Chicago League, three of us, it's more complicated. I know some people that have Survivor with five other people.
No way.
So six people that have to get to one pick every week.
That's not fun. That's not fun.
That sounds miserable.
Yep. Yep. Agree. Okay. Baltimore's a big point spread. Not using it. They're going to probably be the highest spread the next 3 weeks. I have no interest in doing that. I told you yesterday, Rams scare me on the road against Cam Ward. I liked what I saw, actually. It's another tough matchup, but I'm not going to go Rams. I think your Detroit-Chicago angle isn't bad. They struggle with mobile quarterbacks. We're staying away there, even though the line's 6. At least it sounds like you are, and I'm in agreement there. I like your idea with Dallas. I'm considering the same thing. There are some websites that rank future value. They give it stars for each team. Dallas is a 0 star. Like, no future value. If you're not using him here, when are you going to use him? How many more times is Russell Wilson going to be under center? This might be the last time. So if you want to pick on the Giants, I think Dallas is a good spot. Now, I want to circle back to your Pittsburgh idea because that point spread is 3. Of the lower numbers, I like that one too. Pittsburgh does not have a lot of future value. You've got Seattle going across the country. You know I'm not buying Darnold at all this year. And you get Pittsburgh at home. I still believe in the defense. I know they gave up a ton, but what do you think is going to happen? You think that Steelers defense is just all of a sudden bad? They're going to give up 30-plus again, or they're going to bounce back under Tomlin like they have? Last 11 times under Tomlin, when they've given up 30 or more, they are 10-1 ATS.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I could get to Pittsburgh for sure. So, yeah. Again, my buddy Matt wants to do Pittsburgh. And last week he wanted to do double Jacksonville, and we talked him out of it. So, I wouldn't be surprised if later today I get a text where he wants to do double Pittsburgh. I have a live update for you in my third contest.
Okay.
Therese E. just texted me. We're all in on Bills. And then he adds, really want to do Niners? Question mark. I don't hate it. It fits the strategy we've employed of the opponent should not be able to score. Agreed. I just like going against bad quarterbacks. That's my thing. I did it last week. I wanted to do it with Drake May. I'm totally down with it against Spencer Rattler. I could do it against a couple other quarterbacks. Russ comes to mind. Cam Ward comes to mind, a younger quarterback. But it looks like we're going to do Buffalo in one of the three. So I have to do two more. One down, two to go for me.
Okay. Are you scared about Arizona?
A little bit. Yes, I am.
Okay. Back of my mind, I am. Like, I like Carolina plus 7, but I also, like, once I have multiple spots, I might put a little bit on Arizona, but I can't say that I feel great about it. And Kyler, just not the same guy at home. Actually struggled compared to on the road. And I hated what I saw out of them last week at New Orleans. So that concerns me. But you have to hate what you saw out of the Panthers last week as well. 7, I would never lay 7. But Survivor is a different conversation than ATS.
This is so exhilarating. Because this double entry that I have, I know for a fact Matt's going to want to do double Pittsburgh. Like, I could see it right now. And I don't fundamentally hate it. I just don't. We did double Denver last week. Like,
yeah.
Denver and San Francisco, week 1. There was a really, really good chance that they were both going to lose at some point on Sunday. So,
yeah. Like,
you just got to survive, buddy.
Here's the tough part. Like, Pittsburgh, I agree with you. We're on the same page. I'm going to have some Pittsburgh. But to go all in on a point spread is like that is 9th or 10th highest, that's scary in week number 2. So, and we trust the betting market. Joe O, Sammy P, it's a Thursday. We've got a big game tonight. Let's talk some fantasy angles. We'll do that with Dave Richard from CBSSports.com. That's next. This is BetSweats, BetMGM Network.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.